Hello, Living Waters family. I'm Stephen Riley, lead pastor, and I am really changing gears just a few minutes before I was going to deliver my message, more than a few minutes, a couple hours before I deliver my message. And instead of emphasizing and trying to accomplish one thing, I'm going to actually try to accomplish three things. I really feel like after really watching and being a part of the return online on Saturday, that there's especially one thing I need to add to today's message. And these three things are preparing you and I and the body of Christ at large, but especially Living Waters, for this day and age. This is a series of signs of the times, and I believe we need to be watching and looking for the signs of the times. Now, before I get into that, let me get you looking at your calendar over the next few weeks, because God is working every Sunday in a special way. Next Sunday, October 4th, Jerry and Karen Ellard are going to be here ministering on the day to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And they will teach and they will also lead us in prayer next Sunday. And so I want you to be a part of that. It's important for us to join the body of Christ around the whole world praying for the peace of Jerusalem. And God's blessing is on Living Waters when we bless Israel. And that's why next Sunday is important. After that, 2 weeks from today, October 11th, is a whole Sunday dedicated to the leadership transition of Father's love. And we'll have three different speakers. We'll have Miss Marty speaking, I will be speaking, and the new incoming directors to Father's Love Ministry will be speaking. It's going to be a great day to help prepare you on how you can be a part of and participate in blessing this leadership transition in Father's Love in a ministry that's going to go another 23 years. And then 3 weeks after that, I'll be back, but we're going to have our first communion service celebrated in-house on the following Sunday in October. So that's going to be important as well. And I am telling you these things to get you ready. Now, in this series, Signs of the Times, last Sunday, I used the passage from a parable, Matthew 13, called The Tares Among the Wheat. And essentially what's happening is that even though the workers put in good seed, somebody, an evil one, came in the night and sowed weed seeds, tares, and after a while, they realized later on, oh no, this isn't just wheat, this is tares growing up. And they asked the master, do we rip out the tares and just get rid of them right now? Well, I know why the master said no, because he hated pulling weeds. I hate pulling weeds. I don't know anybody that enjoys pulling weeds. In fact, Delisa and I, we joined together and teamed up together. There's so many weeds in these late summer months that grow up. You just can't go knock it out. It takes a big project. And so no one person had to suffer alone. We went out there together and pulled all the weeds out of all the mulch beds around the house. Nobody likes to pull weeds. But in this parable, Jesus is telling a spiritual lesson, and he's saying, no, I don't. We're going to wait to the end time harvest to harvest that wheat, and the tares will be thrown into fire for judgment, and that's the evil people who have been judged by God will be thrown into the fires of hell, and then the mature wheat, the mature church, will be harvested. And it'd be a great harvest. So it ends good. It ends happy. In fact, the scripture says that in Matthew 13, verse 43, says, then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. So it's a glorious time for the church. But we must be ready mentally, because actually the evil in and around the church increases along with the church arising. But be encouraged, because you, Living Waters, we are a church arising with a victorious leader at the helm. Now, one of the effects of this evil arising along with the church is a greater need for personal prayer. A greater need for personal prayer. This is going to be the first of three ways I'm attempting in this time we're together to teach you, to prepare you what I believe you need right now at Living Waters Church. One's going to be increase of personal prayer. Number two is going to be repentance. And then number three is going to be victory in spiritual warfare. All right? So this first one in personal prayer is one I believe we as a body needs to bond together more than ever and joining and agreeing together in prayer. You know, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, two are better than one. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 4, starting at verse 9. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if the two lie down together, they'll keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not easily torn apart. That's a principle of life. It's just practical, but it's also a spiritual principle in prayer. You remember Jesus in Matthew 18 said, verse 19, again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them for my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three have been gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst. And so what we see here in both this Old Testament practical scripture, two is better than one, and also these words of Jesus, is that spiritually when you are praying with someone, tracking with them in prayer, checking with them, how's it going? Have you got an answer to that prayer yet? Do I need to keep praying with you? That when two or three are gathered together in the name of Jesus Christ, praying in his name, then he's in our midst. And he actually, those prayers become more powerful. And so this is a season that I want every person at Living Waters to be bonded together with just a few people, three or four people in prayer on a regular basis. Now, you might go, you know, Stephen, I have my own devotional times, my own prayer times. When I'm praying in the car, I do this, and when I have my devotion, whatever. All that is great. Don't stop doing that. But there's some strengths and there's some weaknesses about being alone. When you're alone in solitude, you're purposely setting yourself aside to be alone, to be refreshed by God. You might be in nature. You might be alone in prayer. That's good. That's called solitude. It's actually a spiritual discipline, they often call that, is solitude. But when you're in isolation, and isolation means you are purposely placing yourself alone to avoid healthy relationships and healthy contact with people, that's not good. Or if you're just alone because you are, and it's part of your circumstances, but we all can take the steps to get out of isolation, to get out of aloneness. And in this day when evil is arising and there's a pandemic and the intensity is greater, many people tend to isolate alone, avoid healthy contact with believers. It might be because of a wounds in the past with people. And so they think, I can do this on my own this time, which is not true. That's the enemy pulling them aside. It could be the intensity of the evil arising and therefore cowering away out of fear. It could be because of a pandemic that now says you have to wear a mask, you have to keep 6 feet away, and you have to quarantine, and you can't be in groups anymore, and you can't. And there's just this trend right now to be more isolated. And that's a trend we've got to realize is not good for our lives. Yes, to be in solitude with the Lord is good, but to be isolated from the body of Christ is not. And so again, I bring to you the importance that even God said when he created humans, it's not good for man to be alone. I need to create another person. And so what I'm saying to you today is that in the end times, when evil is rising and the intensity is rising and the birth pangs are increasing, that we need personal prayer with one another to increase. And so you're going to hear me talk about, you're going to get contacted here over the next month about a new bridge prayer ministry. We had this going back when we weren't meeting in services at all, back in early spring. And we had a bridge keeper come call you and ask for prayer requests. Now we're going to set up small groupings of same-sex groupings, men with men, women with women, just little groups of four, where once a month you'll get together either in person or by a three-way phone call or online or Google Meet or Zoom or some way for once a month, just for 15 minutes or so, to share personal prayer requests. And then a couple weeks later, to reconnect through texting, group emails, just to be sure those prayers are being answered. And so it's going to be simple, it's going to be easy, but it's a step toward drawing all of us out of isolation and more toward agreeing together in prayer, not being alone in prayer. Now, I want to transition into my second area. I want to prepare you with for these signs of the times, and that is we're in a season where the body of Christ is being called to repentance. And yes, I was deeply moved by certain portions of the return. I'm sure you can go on YouTube and watch different parts of it. I want to particularly encourage you to find Jonathan Kahn. He was from 11 a.m. on Saturday for about 40 minutes. And he laid out very clearly a number of different ways why this is a season of repentance for the body of Christ. I'll try to summarize a couple of these. One is that when September 11th happened, 2001, that was one of those shakings of the earth. And I believe that we are in a series of shakings, that the birth pangs are intensifying, the evil is rising along with the churches are rising. And as it says in Hebrews, there is a shaking going on. Another reason this is a seasonal important time for the body of Christ to repent is because on the Jewish calendar, that's what's happening. Now, it took me a few years, but it was a decade ago that I started realizing that when in my journals, that in the early fall months, I was realizing that God would do some new and fresh things in my heart and give me some new directions and revelations. And then it just, Well, this is God's calendar. It's not the calendar we go by January 1, but it's this new year, which is last weekend was the new year of the Jewish calendar. And then for the first week of that year is a holy week with Yom Kippur, which is today and tomorrow. Yom Kippur are holy days of evaluating your life from the past year and looking into the new year. And I found that in my journaling that this is what God was doing, even more so than New Year's resolutions on January 1st, which I do that too. I think that's valuable. But I want to say that please be attuned and aware. Get that journal out and be tracking what God is saying to you at this time. Because it is that season, and that's why this gathering or this really holy assembly of people repenting in our nation and across the world yesterday is really a season that we're in right now. And I want to encourage you to do so. I also want to say that it is not by accident that right now there is a brand new opening on the Supreme Court for new justice. And the number one sin in America, there's many, but let's go to the most grievous one, though many, is the legalized attack on the unborn. That our government sanctions it and legalizes it. So yes, we need to be in a state of repentance for our own sins, as a Christian, as the body of Christ, but for our governments and our nation's sins. And we have a season to go into repentance, because this could open a door with God's favor to bring a pro-life, a pro-marriage justice to the Supreme Court over the next month or two. And so people, let's take this seriously. This would be potentially down the road able to save thousands and millions of lives. The count is somewhere around 62 million in America of unborn babies. Lives were taken before they could take their first breath. And this is a sin on our country. Now, when I say that, and we go into repentance, repentance is for all of us, those who have participated in abortion, those who have not, because this is our country and we are American citizens. And I also want to say that if you have been a part of an abortion in any way, either as the mother, a father, or a friend, or a grandparent, God's forgiveness is for you. Healing is for you. And I want to say that Living Waters Church, we are a healing church. And though we're in a season of repentance over the sin, we also open our arms and heart to you to be a healing people for you, healing friends for you, healing prayers for you. And that if you are considering having an abortion, let us help you, help us provide for you to carry this baby to birth and to either keep the baby or find a good Christian home for your child. So we want to help you to make the choices that won't come and haunt you later on, but to have that baby and give that baby life. So I am saying to Living Waters, this is a season of repentance, because it's part of the Jewish calendar. It's part of a spiritual calendar for us. It's part of the body of Christ now looking at this open spot on the Supreme Court and say, Lord, have mercy on us. We repent of this sin of abortion, and please bring a pro-life justice to our highest court. And then lastly, I want you to be attuned to what's happening in the spiritual realm around you. I feel like we're so distracted with the news. We're so distracting of what's going on around us in Louisville and in with the pandemic, that we may be missing evil attacks from demons on our family and not pinpointing them and identifying them. Again, if you have not gotten a pen and paper out recently or a journal out recently, I want you to do that, because I want you to take note of how the enemy may be quietly or subtly or very obviously attacking you and your family. I want you to take note of this. I want you and your spouse to take note of this together. I want you to resist the devil together. So what happens is, again, signs of the times. Evil is arising along with the church. And that evil is not just evil people. Remember, Ephesians 6 says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Well, our battles are not just what we see, even though you have to take care of this too. But our battles originate from the spiritual realm. And so what I want to instruct you to just pause and realize that, hold on, is this fear that we're dealing with, is these conflicts that we're seeing in at work, are these things of the lack that's happening in our finances, could these be demonic attacks as much as anything else? So I want you to write it down. And there's two things I want you to write down. I want to write down that evil thing and identify it. And then when you pray, say, we resist. The Bible says, resist the demons and the devil, and he must flee. So speak what that evil thing is as it's a demonic attack against you. But then speak out and write down in your journal what God is doing by His Spirit, how He's filling you up with courage and faith, how He's providing for you, how He's opening new doors of opportunity in this day. And so you pray not just to resist, but you also pray on what God is building and increasing in your life. What I want to do now is I want us to watch this 2-minute video clip reminding us of the sanctity of life, the right to life that God has given us and how precious it is. And then after this, I'm going to lead us into some scripture in praying these three areas to prepare us as a body of Christ.
Number 70, 18, Roe against Wade.
You would agree, I suppose, that one of the important factors that has to be considered in this case is what rights, if any, does the unborn fetus have?
That's correct.
Yes. And the basic constitutional question initially is whether or not an unborn fetus is a person,
yes,
isn't it? This is critical to this case.
Yes, sir, it is.
If it were established that an unborn fetus is a person within the protection of the 14th Amendment, you would have almost an impossible case here.
Would have a very difficult case.
Certainly would.
Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. No, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream.
People said that abortion is a righteousness issue. Abortion is a justice issue. We're the most marginalized, voiceless, weakest people group in America have no voice. Where is the moral outcry?
So let's join together in prayer right now, and I'm going to address all three of these areas. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, first, we come to You recognizing how important it is that we not be alone or isolated, but Lord God, draw us to joining with others in prayer. Help us, Lord God, to be a prayer support for others. Lord, in when these days are increasing with evil, but we are going to arise in prayer for one another. And Lord God, where two or three are gathered in Your name, like right now, across several counties, we are joined together in prayer. And so, Lord Jesus, we go into a season as a church of repentance. Lord, this great sin of abortion on our nation, Lord God. We repent and we go to Psalm 51, this psalm of repentance. And as I prayed, I'm including all of us. Oh Lord, be gracious to us, O God, according to Your loving kindness, according to Your greatness of Your compassion, blot out our transgressions here in our families, at Living Waters, in the state of Kentucky, in our nation, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin, especially this sin of abortion, this attack on the unborn, Lord God. And Lord, open a door for a pro-life Supreme Court justice. Lord, our sin, and we know that our transgressions and our sins are ever before us. And you only, have we sinned against and done evil in your sight. And so, Lord, we purposely humble ourselves right now because you said you give grace to the humble, but you oppose the proud. And so we choose humility in our life. And we say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Through your love and kindness, convict us of our sin. And Lord, we confess our sin to you. And so now, Lord Jesus, we again agree together. And we come against the evil attacks on our families. We come against the spirit of fear on our families. We come against the spirit of lack and doubt and worry in Jesus' name. We come against the spirit of division in Jesus' name. We come against the spirit of lust and of greed in Jesus' name. We humble ourselves before you. And Lord, we pray for the abundance of holiness and purity. Lord, that our desire for you and love for you will grow more than anything else. Our love for each other and our families will grow more than anything else. Lord, that your love would grow at work, Lord God, that we would have mercy on people that we disagree with. Lord, we would be the peacemaker in our relationships at work and home. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for abundance of provision in every area. That, Lord, you open new doors of opportunity for us and our families and at work and our church and our ministries. And, Lord God, we believe, Lord God, this is a day, Lord God, that you are bringing a harvest of souls. Lord, that's the glorious thing about the church arising is that there is a great harvest of souls. And that in our lives and ministries, Lord, there's people to disciple, to reach out to with the love of God and the truth of God. Help us be bold, Lord God, and be disciple makers. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, for your protection over our family, our spiritual family at Living Waters, and protection of health, Lord God, from the virus spreading. Thank you, Lord, that we trust you, that you are covered with your blood, and therefore we're guarded and protected spirit, soul, and body. Thank you that you bless our church family with health and healing and restoration. And Lord God, thank you, Lord God, you're propelling us into strength, a church arising. In the mighty name of Jesus, the name that is above all names, the one that is our only hope, the one who is our King of Kings, the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So good to be with you. Please check your church emails again. I got a few more opportunities of how you can serve this week in our area. Some practical things, some things to pray. And so check your church email again. Love you guys. Bye-bye.